The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Menards has what you need to beat the heat. From bottled water to air conditioners and fans, we have everything in stock to keep you from overheating. Patio umbrellas are simple but effective ways to cool down while outside. We also carry a wide assortment of sprinklers, pools, popsicles, and more to help keep the kids cool. Stock up and stay cool with help from Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We got a big This Is Furukawa tweet today already apologizing for how high the Nintendo Switch 2 demand is in Japan. What does this mean for us?
Yes, of course we wonder what this means for us.
No.
It is the eve of pre-orders for Nintendo Switch 2 for us in North America. And Nintendo went out on Twitter with a big tweet from Mr. Furukawa talking about the high demand that they are seeing for Switch 2. So it's a very long message, so we'll just put it up. But the high points are 2.2 million people have pre-ordered a Switch 2 through the Japanese My Nintendo site. That's a lot, and we'll get into exactly how much more that is versus the previous numbers in a little bit. But Nintendo says this is significantly more people than we expected, and unfortunately, a lot of people who pre-ordered this way are not going to get a system on day one on June 5th. In Japan, they do this all by lottery. Everything is a lottery. So if you are not one of the lucky winners of the lottery to get a system on June 5th, they're just going to move everybody who's left into another lottery. But they're saying that might, even that might not be enough. So
the lotteries will continue.
The lotteries will continue until
morale improves.
And they say, this may take us some time past the launch, but they are committing to fulfilling all of the demand through My Nintendo. But wow, that's a lot of people in Japan who want this thing.
Yeah. It's definitely a different system in Japan, how they pre-order. They have this sort of lottery thing. They're very used to this lottery system. So I think for them, it's very like expected. But I think what's interesting and a little bit nerve-wracking about this message is Nintendo saying they may have not been prepared for this level of demand. They did talk ahead of time about how they were taking measures to be ready for this kind of thing. They've had supply and demand challenges in the past. Like, let's think back way, way back to the Wii era where no one could get one and people were doing crazy stuff to get one. So they have dealt with this kind of really strong demand in the past and not being able to meet the stock. They even had it during the pandemic where no one can even get a Switch 1. So they are used to this type of scenario. So you would think that they would be like extra prepared for this launch, but it seems like this has far exceeded their expectations and caught them a little unaware of how many people want one of these.
Well, it's fair to ask the question because, hey, Furukawa, weren't you the one getting out there saying like, oh, we're taking measures, we're going to be as prepared as we can, we're going to have a lot of stock? And it's a fair question to ask. But if you look at in Japan what the demand was for the original Switch in 2017, out of the gate, they sold 360,000 units in Japan. And worldwide, for the first several weeks after the Switch came out, 2.7 million were sold worldwide. So this really is like orders of magnitude higher.
Yeah.
So you can kind of see a situation where it's like, okay, they aimed high, but maybe they just didn't aim high enough.
Yeah, it's crazy when you compare it to these numbers. Obviously, Nintendo in 2017 was really coming off of sort of a down period in their business, and Switch catapulted them to where they are today. So obviously that was a different kind of situation for how many people were, you know, interested and wanting to get something from Nintendo versus today. But even given those circumstances and looking at like 2017 versus today, it is kind of insane when you look at the numbers that worldwide Switch 1 sold 2.7 million. And just in Japan, their pre-orders for the lottery system in the My Nintendo store has exceeded 2.2 million. And Japan is not Nintendo's largest market. Nintendo globally has other markets. The U.S. is Nintendo's largest market, and they haven't said anything about, you know, what the demand has been on the U.S. side of the My Nintendo store pre-orders. So you can imagine the exponential growth of that number from 2 million in Japan to what it might be worldwide. So this could be just an unprecedented, you know, maybe the best launch ever they've had.
All right, before you go completely off into the panic spiral about your pre-order, I do think, yeah, that's the next logical question, which is, so is this the situation worldwide where the demand is just so high at an unprecedented level? There are some countries and regions where the pre-orders have kind of already happened, like, you know, a lot of Europe, Australia, and anecdotally from the people in our community and just, you know, looking around, it seems like those pre-orders went okay. We heard from a lot of people who were like, yeah, you know, I did what I needed to do to pursue a pre-order as soon as they were available. And I was able to get one without too much trouble. So that's kind of heartening. And then there is kind of the fact that in Japan, the Switch 2, if you opt for, they have that special version that is only for Japan, that is significantly less expensive. So if you look at, you know, supply and demand, a lot of that is driven by like, well, what is the price and how many people can afford it? It's possible that that is playing some sort of a factor into all of these people jumping into it on day one. But it is, that still doesn't answer the question. You still don't know it. And we won't know until we actually get into these pre-orders happening, which is happening tonight.
Exactly. I do wonder, I was so interested in this because yes, Japan has the Japan only Switch that's like basically region locked and it's significantly less expensive. And I wonder, out of the 2.2 million people in Japan that had registered interest within the My Nintendo store that Mr. Furukawa is talking about here, what percentage of that is for the Japan only version? Or are those people playing a similar game like we were playing, like give yourselves the best shot? And if you can afford it, do you just go for the more expensive version, knowing that one is maybe a bit more accessible to you? So I do wonder, you know, what the breakdown is, because it would be interesting to see if the reason why it's so significantly higher in Japan, if that's the case, it's because they have a significantly less expensive version. Yeah. So, yeah.
So we have all been trying to game plan and get ahead of the pre-orders in North America. And, you know, this is potentially a concerning thing to see as you head into this of like, oh, I thought I was ready, but maybe I'm not. It's just hard to know what this means for our market. But I think, again, if you're wanting to pre-order tonight, you should really do your homework and be as prepared as you can. We happen to have a pre-order guide that we think is worth a watch. So you can
we'll check, link it below.
You can check that out. It does seem like since now in Japan, they have set this precedent with the My Nintendo store. You know, they're committed to helping all of those people eventually and restocking all of those. It does seem like in North America, maybe they're going to do a similar program where it's like, hey, you didn't make it in the first wave, but we're going to keep you in line. Your space will be kept, and we'll notify you when we have another system for you. That's kind of a nice thing if you're maybe okay waiting a little bit longer.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. You know, this is, again, Nintendo's first sort of big console launch with their own storefront, their own online store. We've been wondering kind of what measures they have in place, what processes they've developed to really make sure that that is a very good and positive experience for their fans. And so far, you know, they've had the register your interest in all the regions There was a lot of fine print around who was going to get that email on May 8th in the U.S. It is significantly later than when wider, you know, retailers open up their pre-orders tonight. So it was a very kind of, in the U.S. at least, it was a very like hedge your bets, have more than one pre-order kind of situation. But I hope that they are going to be committed to continuing to, you know, prioritize the My Nintendo store as a place where people can get one of these if they aren't able to get one right at launch. Hopefully it's an easy thing for them to do to move your registered interest over to the next batch if that's the case. But it is very interesting that, you know, this is Nintendo's first time having this kind of, you know, additional thing that's different from past launches where they were solely reliant on retailers. They do have one area, one element that's completely within their control to make sure is the best experience for their most devoted fans. Really nice to see them doing that and being committed to that in Japan. So very hopeful that they'll do that in the U.S.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Menards has what you need to beat the heat. From bottled water to air conditioners and fans, we have everything in stock to keep you from overheating. Patio umbrellas are simple but effective ways to cool down while outside. We also carry a wide assortment of sprinklers, pools, popsicles, and more to help keep the kids cool. Stock up and stay cool with help from Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
That's as well.
Something else that's worth keeping an eye on, and again, we don't know how this is going to play out, but one of the things that they said in the long message from Mr. Furukawa is they're committed to upping the production so that they can more quickly meet the demand. And I imagine for the launch for June 5th, NOA, you know, Doug Bowser's already said they've been stockpiling systems, we're loading up on as many systems as they can. So it's possible they have a big number of systems for day one. But what happens when those are all sold out and then you need to start to restock? Because again, if the demand in Japan is so much higher, and maybe that's the region with the highest demand, do they start to divert some of the systems that maybe were intended for other regions to Japan? Because it's like, hey, we've got a really once in a, you know, a big opportunity here. We need to quickly meet all of this demand. And it's like, hey, North America, you've also got this issue with these tariffs. We don't know what's going on with that. I don't know. You could see a situation where maybe there is some stock, or maybe NOA is in a position where it's a little bit harder for them to replenish the way that Japan is.
Yeah, exactly. And these are the kind of conversations that happen around a hardware launch. There's always this big sort of struggle for allocation. And this is something that we've lived through before when we were at Nintendo launching these systems and having these conversations or hearing about these conversations where you are looking at which region has the most opportunity to sell, which region has the most pent-up demand, and really trying to do a balancing act of, you know, where should we put the systems where they would have the best chance of satisfying that demand. Now, again, Japan is in a bit of a more complicated situation because they do have that Japan-only system. I wonder if they are now more focused on like producing more of those or you know, allocating a lot of resources to creating that because they know that there is so much demand in Japan and they've seen it, they've said it. That's a really different situation in other regions where we do not have a different system. So it would be really interesting to see, you know, what the replenishments look like, what the restock situation looks like. And to complicate the situation even more, in the U.S., we're still dealing with the looming tariffs, which is an ever-changing situation. And again, Doug Bowser has said, you know, there is a significant amount of systems already in the U.S., but if they have to import more systems in, those may be subjected to tariffs. What does that mean in terms of potential price increases? This kind of opens the door for a lot of other questions. And in the statement that Nintendo has put out about when they relaunched the US pre-orders, they said in there, you know, we could potentially raise the price if the market conditions change. So if this first wave of demand is so much and they're like, oh no, we don't have enough, we need to restock, and that restock is subject to high tariffs, what does that mean to the price point?
Yeah, they want to sell as many consoles as they can, but they also want to do that in the most profitable way possible. And every region is going to have its own different profit margin. So they're going to be looking closely at that. So that'll be interesting to see once the thing finally comes out. I guess lastly, we just have to ask, there's been so much hubbub about, oh, drop the price. People are grumpy about a lot of things, about how Nintendo is handling this launch. Does this just mean that that means nothing, that that was just noise and that people are just going to buy it anyway? We have seen a lot of examples of this before, a lot of examples with Pokemon where people are upset about how games are being handled, even upset about the quality of the games, but then they just go on to break records. It's fair to ask, like, well, is this just another one of those situations where people sound mad but go out and buy it anyway?
Yeah, very curious to see how this goes. This is a question that can only be answered with time. You know, once we're past the pre-order phase, past the launch phase, and you know, into like significantly into the launch of the system overall, then we'll see whether or not this has been a successful launch for Nintendo. You know, we talk about all the time, Wii U pre-orders sold out. Wii U did wonderfully at the first holiday. You know, they were sold out. They were out of stock as well. But it didn't have the longevity as the other, you know, Nintendo systems, and sort of kind of fell off a cliff really fast in terms of sales. So I think the excitement and fervor around pre-orders, around launch, is a thing that happens. But really interesting and more significant is, what is the longevity? What is the lifespan of the system? And that I think would be a real indicator of whether or not sort of this, a bit of a rocky launch communication wise for Nintendo for Switch 2, is impacted at all, or if that was just noise. So
I think the honest answer is we don't know. I do think there are some factors that make Japan, you know, that they're favorable towards Japan in terms of this launch. Again, they have that version of the system that is so much cheaper. Also, this thing that now Nintendo is implementing with the variable pricing, that's new to us. That's new to a lot of the world. That's not new to Japan. Like, they have for a long time lived in this world where games cost different amounts. So they're kind of used to that. So that's kind of a non-story for them. It's just kind of, it's like, yeah, it's another one of these. And this one's going to be a little bit more expensive than the others. So I'm going to take the steps to prepare for that. So we haven't really seen the same kind of outcry over Mario Kart being a high priced game there. True. as we have here. So we won't know for a little while. We're going to find out soon what the demand is for these pre-orders. But again, I do think Japan was especially well set up to have a big launch for this system.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. It's a different market condition in Japan. Obviously, the U.S. is facing so many headwinds for this launch. Some things were in Nintendo's control and some, frankly, were not. So it was just challenging for them, I think, overall in the U.S. market. So anyways,
luck, everybody.
Good luck. And let's maybe stop panicking and take a couple of deep breaths. I'm saying this to myself because I'm a little nervous myself, but good luck with your pre-orders tonight. Watch our video on pre-orders to get all prepared for that. You got to tell us in the comments tonight after you try to pre-order if you got one or not. We want to know. And also wish us luck as well. All right. We are going to wrap up this video and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.